Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adatula.
Did the Texans just do the worst thing in their franchise's history?
Well, that's saying a lot.
Sure is.
That's saying a lot.
Somebody kind of said it on these airwaves. Mm-hmm. John Lopez is here, of course, but I'm Luke Morrow filling in for Reggie today. Colin Neal filling in for Figgy Fig on the steel wheels. Well, first, let me ask you, John, have you heard this audio from our dear friend John McClain?
I did not, but I have heard of what was said. Okay. Yes.
All right. I didn't bring this up earlier because I wanted it to all be genuine real reaction. Let's first hear John McClain joined the fellas on Area 45 last night, which, Colin, you were actually producing, right? You were there for it. And they asked him about that Arnett signing yesterday. And here's what John McClain said on these airwaves last night.
I think Damon Arnett's the worst signing in his franchise's history. How they have lowered themselves to sign a guy like this, and they said, well, he deserves a second chance. No, he's had a second chance with the Chiefs, with the Dolphins. The Raiders cut him. You know, when the Raiders cut players, you got to be bad.
What's your initial, as somebody who's covered these, you know, the Texans, this franchise, even going back before the Texans for a long time, mm-hmm. What's your initial thoughts on the idea that this is the worst signing in franchise history?
Well, I'm not going to go that far. Shout out to Ed Reed, but because that one played out. So let me go to a couple things here. I get what he's saying about the more than 1 second chance. There's a line. There's a line that most players should not be allowed to cross. You know, you get a chance here, and you heard him talking about it, this team and that team and the next team. You get a chance, a couple chances. That might be the limit. So I get what he's saying. But let me just throw out a couple of other things here. 22 versus 28 and being humbled to the point of playing in the UFL. And maybe he's just desperate. That's all he knows how to do. It might be a bad signing. I'm not going to ever really say it's the worst signing in Texans history. You know, they've had their moments, as I just said. But I do think that there is a case by case situation going on here, and this is where, you know, John Gruden is familiar with his work, Arnett's work, and this is the quote that Aaron Wilson gave. Put out there just yesterday, quote, talking about Arnett now. He's got a whole, this is John Gruden talking about Arnett. He's got a whole new identity. He doesn't look the same. He doesn't act the same. He's not the same. He has changed his identity. He changed the circle of people in his life in a good way. He's focused. He's determined. He's got to make up for some time that he lost. He's really concentrating on stringing good days together. I'm really proud of him. So John Gruden, who I think he was very integral in some of the, you know, some of the cuts and problem and involved in some of the problems that Arnett had, and he is a risk bringing in Arnett. There's no question about it. But I kind of trust what he's saying there. And then the second thing I was going to say is, cut him.
Yeah.
If it doesn't work out, if you see any signs, if he's not, he's not a first round pick for you. He was a first round pick for the Raiders, and they had to kind of ride it out and grin and bear it, so to speak. If it doesn't work out here, cut him. Mm-hmm. Cut him in a week. Cut him in 2 weeks. Doesn't matter. You know?
Yeah, which is why, honestly, I didn't like the signing or the idea, but I can't go as far as to call it the worst ever because it is low risk. Well, mostly low risk and potentially high reward because, like you said, just cut him. He's on the league minimum. You're not giving him a ton of money to come in here. He's just trying to get an opportunity. Hopefully, he'll be on his best behavior. And I'm all for giving a guy, a second chance or maybe in some cases even a third chance because there was a clip that made the rounds that he did an interview in the Dallas area where he was talking about all the mistakes he made and he realized, like, what do you do when you have three kids with three different women and you had made millions and coughed it all away and you've gotten in trouble with the law multiple times? And, it was a good clip and a powerful clip in the sense that he was trying to express that I'm a changed man. I learned from my mistakes and I'm a changed man. And so if that truly is the case, I think a person like that does deserve another opportunity. But I just didn't like the idea. I think there's other options out there that I would have preferred if I'm standing on my moral high ground to not bring him in. I can't call it the worst signing. But if it works out, you get a first-round talent very cheap. And I grew up a fan of the Minnesota Vikings who really built themselves on taking questionable character guys. Chris Carter, then Randy Moss, even Adrian Peterson coming out of the draft. And those are the best players they've ever had. So sometimes it's worth the risk if you think the person has righted themselves and if you could get that talent at such a low cost at the league minimum and hope that it pans out. If not, you wipe your hands clean, he's gone.
And the other aspect of this is, the Texans, you mentioned it's not really a high risk. I agree. But the Texans also are in a position where the culture around this guy it can't hurt him. It can't send him down that path again. I know you can talk about Jimmy Ward and all that, whatever. What I'm saying, by and large, the culture of this organization from Nick Caserio to D'Amico Ryans, I don't think as much as they have been taking more risks with players, I don't think they would mess with this guy if it was really that bad after their research and everything. And even if there's some things they don't know, coming into this environment can only help him, can only help Arnett.
That was my thought, too, we saw it with Belichick and the Patriots, and obviously because of the Super Bowls, maybe that culture was even more established, but Belichick wasn't shy about bringing in some guys that were questionable elsewhere because they knew that their culture, the Patriot way, was strong enough. And so obviously now you have Caserio here in Houston, and I think with the job him and D'Amico have done, they've gotten to a point where just as a fan or somebody even who covers the team from the outside looking in, you feel comfortable enough about their culture and the guys in the locker room or the leadership that you can take a chance on somebody like this and hope that you can, for lack of a better term, rehab him along the way because of those around him.
Yeah, and you bring him in. July 22nd, if you didn't hear, is when training camp starts. They're going to have a couple of joint practices with the Panthers and the Lions. If you go into that Lions practice and you're seeing things, there is no reason at all to keep him around. Now, there is a football aspect here. And what did that play? They need a third cornerback. Yeah. They desperately need a third cornerback. And they drafted one in Jalen Smith. Is that the right Jalen?
There's a lot of Jalens. There's a lot of them.
They drafted one, but it was a later round or a mid round. So we'll see on that. But the other thing is I don't expect them to stop looking for cornerback.
No, I agree.
For
sure. Mm-hmm. What did you think? Was this the worst signing in Texans history? Like our dear friend John McClain said last night, 713-572-4610 to text the show. Send in what you think might be the worst signing in Texans history.
And by the way, Patrick Creighton and Sean Bajani, they're doing the drive.
It's true.
Right after our show, they are going to be taking over the drive for Clint and show.
I would say, for me, Brock Osweiler was pretty bad.
Ed Reed, Brock. Who else? Who was the cornerback that they signed from the Raiders? It was awful back in the day.
Bradley Roby?
No, but it's in that same class. Okay, then now you're down a rabbit hole.
Worst tech, Google, please. I don't. It is really hard to know if a person's actually changed. Someone could change for a few months and then they go back to their old ways.
Absolutely.
And it's just, I don't know. I I was a little shocked by John's take on that, because that's how he let it off. The question was asked, what do you think of the Damon Arnett signing? Mm-hmm. And then that was literally his first word.
That came out of nowhere, right?
Yeah, it came out of nowhere for us. The worst signing. I was like,
worst?
And then,
yeah, strong take.
Yeah,
it's a very strong take. Some people didn't feel really too kindly on on his take. But, you know, like you said, he was the first. Well, let me just say this. He was a first round pick for a reason.
Yeah.
You know, if he did not have those off the field issues, maybe we're talking about him as one of the, maybe not one of the best corners in the NFL, but one of those mainstay guys. Like, yeah, you can rely on him. He's competent. You can rely on him to have him out there for, you know, your defense.
Yeah.
Might be a big if, though. I did see Al on YouTube said Amon Green. There's always a lot of hate for Amon Green for his Texans tenure, but Al called that the worst. One of the worst, he said.
He had a few moments.
Would you say Shaq Mason?
No, I wouldn't say Shaq Mason. No, not at all. I mean, he had his moments as well. I think it's no harm, no foul, and the upside is going to be more than worth it if it plays out for the Texans.
Yes, I agree. Someone else said Aaron Colvin was pretty bad, too, for signing, by the way. To shift gears here before the end of this segment, Titus Howard has... We talked about the offensive line earlier and the hope that it'll be better this year. Titus Howard has really been speaking a lot of praise for Cole Popovich, and Titus was on a stream. We don't have the audio, but he was on some stream online last night, as guys tend to do now in 2025, and he said, quote, "He is one of the best coaches I've ever had," in regards to Cole Popovich. Every time Titus Howard has had the opportunity to say something about Cole, he's had very high praise. Are we buying this hype right now? Obviously, we haven't seen anything with the preseason not starting, you know, waiting for training camp. But are you buying into all the high praise and hype we're hearing from Titus Howard, who's really been giving his flowers to Cole Popovich?
I wouldn't say I'm buying in, but it's a really good sign. And the other part here is I think part of it is it was so bad in that room.
Yes.
That like you and I could be coaching, and they might have something nice to say about us in that offensive line room. Laramie Tunsil's gone. I think they loved Laramie Tunsil, but they knew it was not a good situation for the offensive line. And the other thing, this system just seems to fit Titus Howard better, especially at the guard position.
Big
dude, more of a gap power scheme, and that's right in Cole Popovich's wheelhouse, clearly coming from New England. And so I think it's like, whew. You know, this is going to be great because it fits what I want to do and make me better.
That's true.
Yeah.
I was going to, you could call me bitter again or negative, whatever. I was going to say it comes off a little shady to me for three things. I think the biggest one is what you said, is that he's just not the other guy. He's not what you had last year. And look, I've been the beneficiary of that, where you date somebody after they had a terrible
boyfriend. You're golden.
Yeah, by doing nothing. Just by being a normal person. Like, oh, you're the greatest guy ever. Like, well, I'm just not that person. So that's number one. I think that's the biggest thing. But number two is a lot of it's come from Titus Howard. I haven't heard everyone. So I know Titus Howard likes him, but I'm curious, you know, it's like if you had a classroom full of students and only one says, like, yeah, they're a really good teacher. Like, well, how come the other people aren't saying that too? And then the third aspect is just how vocal he's been that maybe it's me being a glass half empty guy here, but sometimes when someone has to keep telling you something, I get a fear that they're almost trying to convince you or convince themselves. So they keep talking about it's the greatest, it's the greatest.
Yeah.
Like, well, do you really feel that way, or are you just trying to convince us? So,
and it's easy to say right now.
It is, right.
You know, there hasn't been any strife. There hasn't been any bad games. Haven't been any breakdowns, bad film sessions on a Monday. You know, which I got a hunch that those film sessions with Cole Popovich, if it's not good, are going to be pretty wild. But no, I think it's a good sign, but you're absolutely right otherwise.
Yeah, we'll see. When rubber meets the road and push comes to shove when the season starts. Just lastly, the Chad said Jack Easterby was the worst signing in Texans history. We got a text from that too. 281 said it was Jack Easterby. 936 says Bill O'Brien was the worst signing in Texans history.
I like how they're going outside the box a little bit, not just players. I like that.
Another 832 for Jack Easterby. 318 says Amon Green, not a bad dude, but terrible signing. I know there's always a lot of hate for him. Mark on YouTube include Amon Green, Brock Osweiler, Justin Britt, Ed Reed. So there you go. Those are some of the names coming in for the worst signing in Texans history after John McClain bestowed that honor to Damon Arnette, who was signed yesterday.
I'm going to stick with Ed Reed on that one, I think. There are definitely too many candidates for this organization to have bad signs.
Yeah. I didn't like the signing, but I thought the take was a little extreme.
Yeah.
We'll see how it plays out. Hey, this is the time each and every day that we get to to Figgy's mixtape. Now, Figgy's not here. Doesn't mean, though, that we won't have a mixtape, as John's taken command of the
You're darn right I have. You're darn right I have.
Making me work.
I did. I did make you work.
I'm looking forward to it.
It'll be fun.
We'll get to that next. It's In the Loop.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610. I'm Figgy Lopez today. Look, I had a lot of fun doing this, and I went with a theme, as I am prone to do. Happy Juneteenth, everybody. Everybody having a good time out there at the cookouts, whatever your party might be. But here's the thing about that got me thinking. We're going to get into some different things regarding Juneteenth here in a minute. But you know, I know you do, but do you know what Juneteenth, how it came about, right? In Galveston, June 19th was when word finally got to Texas that there was no more slavery, the Emancipation Proclamation. It took 2 years. It took 2 years for the information to get to Galveston.
Crazy.
And I also kind of find that hard to believe. I got to believe somebody was writing a a horse or something from, you know, got to Texas.
They could have just sent an email.
Yeah, it could have all been an email. This could have been an email. This could have been an email. Yeah, but don't you think if somebody said, hey, did you hear the slavery's over? Slaves are free?
It was actually by chance. Like, wait a minute, you didn't get the message from our carrier pigeon 2 years ago? Never made it? Oh, man. It ended 2 years ago.
Like, so it got me thinking, what if, like, news that, you know, affects us took 2 years to get to us?
Oh, my gosh.
Like, jeez. Suppose, like, we had Jack Easterby. You know, he was mentioned a second ago.
Yeah.
And all this stuff was going on, and you didn't really realize how bad things were because the news was just so slow where you were that it took 2 years to find out. Imagine how bad that, or just any news at all. Like, if it took 2 years.
Yeah.
That'd be nuts. But that was the one thing. I also, that's part of the Juneteenth thing that I also doubt. Someone somewhere had to meander into Texas tell someone, hey, slavery's over.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
They're not believing them.
Yeah. Well, funny guy. Man. Go back to where you came from.
Sure it is.
Yeah.
Sure it is. All right. So here's the thing about Juneteenth. Did you know that on Spotify there is a Juneteenth playlist that has 20 million downloads?
Dang.
On Spotify. And so I was looking at the artists on the Juneteenth playlist. Who do you think are the three most abundant on this playlist artists on the Juneteenth playlist? You don't have to overthink it.
I don't know. I don't have any thought.
You really don't have to overthink
it. You don't have to overthink it.
Oh, boy. Now you make me feel even dumber that I'm missing something obvious.
The three artists on the Juneteenth playlist. Number one. Come on.
You look really stupid.
I never would have guessed this one, though.
The Temptations?
Yeah, I love the Temptations, but wouldn't have thought of it.
That's backyard party music right there, man.
It's true. It's true.
100%.
Especially this time of year.
The number two most downloaded on this, or abundant in this playlist. Again, you probably don't have to overthink it.
All right, yeah. This one should have been pretty obvious.
Should have been pretty obvious on that as well. Now, the third one, I'm telling you, I was a huge fan. Huge, huge. Saw him in concert twice, I believe. But I was a little bit surprised that he was third on the Juneteenth playlist. You have any guesses?
I was going to say Michael Jackson, but now after that, I don't know.
That would
know.
Not be a surprise.
Yeah, so I have no idea. I don't know. Oh. Super Freak, of course.
Rick James, man.
Can't forget my guy.
You know, it's one of these songs you grew up listening to. And you're like, oh, this rocks. And then you get older and you understand the lyrics.
What was I thinking? What was I thinking about all this? But Rick James, man, love that guy.
Yeah.
Love that guy. But okay, so here's the other part of the Juneteenth Figgy's mixtape right here on Sports Radio 610. Obviously, we talked about Juneteenth and the importance of it. Juneteenth, June 19th, is a huge day, and I don't know if that's a coincidence or not from the music we just played, but it's a huge day in music history. So here's the game. I'm gonna play a song. And you both guess why Juneteenth is so significant.
Oh boy!
For this song, it's going to be a bleep show. But
I
want you
to say this first one. I have no freaking idea.
I want you to guess how this song is so significant on Juneteenth.
She wears short skirts. I wear t-shirts. She's cheer captain, and I'm on the bleachers dreaming about the.
Let's go. Any guesses? Keep it playing. You can keep playing.
I have no
idea. Taylor Swift, obviously.
It came out on June 19th. I don't know.
Close. Taylor Swift and Juneteenth have something in common.
I don't know. I'm not a Swiftie.
I don't know, other than like her first album. I'm just going to the
date. You're nosing around it. You're nosing around it.
Is it the biggest hit on her first album that was released on Juneteenth?
Again, you're close. I'll tell you guys. June 19th, when she was, I believe, 13 or 14 years old, Taylor Swift recorded her first ever song.
Wow.
The first song she ever recorded was on Juneteenth when she was like 13 years old. And then this happened.
Wow, that's funny. I worked with somebody in radio here in Houston whose father was a big musician at the old Opry, and Taylor Swift gave the father, before she was Taylor Swift, like a demo of hers. And he listened to it and he was like, it's good, but whatever. And anyway, she still has that like demo. They did nothing with Taylor Swift.
My favorite Taylor Swift story is one of the first years, well, it wasn't that long. It was a couple of years in. I was here in this studio. Actually, I was in the other studio. And Taylor Swift walks by in the hall. I had no idea who she was. She was like 17.
Oh wow!
Like she was like very early in her career.
Yeah.
And she actually played in this building in the little
oh wow, that's awesome.
Verizon room back there.
With just
a guitar.
Weird, not weird, but crazy thing. She looks so different 15 years ago compared to now. Like I did not think that was Taylor Swift for a moment.
Yeah. All right, next song that is significant on Juneteenth. In music history.
Oh, my love, my darling, I hungered for.
I'm gonna just guess.
Elvis, obviously, Unchained Melody.
I'm just gonna guess final Elvis concert before he passed. I don't remember what time of year what part of the year he died.
I'm gonna guess the same thing too.
This is his last public concert.
Ah,
I don't know if you watched the first part of the video as you were putting this in the system, Colin, just mumbling and fat. And I mean, obviously we all know the sad story and just you could hardly understand what he was saying. But when he started playing the music, listen to this, like he belted it out.
Absolutely.
And I mean, this is awesome on Juneteenth.
Wow.
All right. We got three more for you. Significant moments in music history that actually happened on Juneteenth. Number three, Colin.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone.
Help. I want to say, I mean, obviously these are just shots in the dark. I have two thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
I know they played one concert in Houston.
August 19th, 1965.
Oh, August 19th, I was going
to
say.
Brought to you in a Sam Houston Coliseum by KILT AM Radio.
Oh, that's right.
By this station.
Was it not called Bernard G. Johnson Coliseum yet?
No, it was Sam Houston Coliseum. Well, from what I saw, it was Sam Houston Coliseum. But this radio station is the only radio station in history to bring the Beatles to Houston. But that's not the significance of Juneteenth.
Shout out my Bearcats.
Dang. Mm-hmm. Then I was going to say their appearance on... what was the TV show?
Ed Sullivan?
Ed Sullivan.
Boy, you are all about it. You're close. You're all around it. What do you think?
Shoot, man. It has something to deal with their first appearance in America.
You're both... Okay, I'm going to put both y'alls together. Yeah. After the Ed Sullivan show, the first concert that they actually did in the United States was now.
Okay.
You know, was this date.
Wow.
Isn't that wild? I got a couple more for you. And I got the last one I saved specifically for you.
Okay.
But this is the next one. Martha and the Vandellas. By the way, in case you didn't know, it was the Beatles, the last one.
Yeah.
But this is Martha and the Vandellas.
Tyler Milliner calls them overrated, the Beatles.
Yeah, Tyler Milliner's a dweeb.
Clip that. This one, I have no idea. I'm going to guess. I don't think it's been an answer yet, even though I've guessed. I'm going to say this came out on June 19th.
Is it her last? No.
No, this is Martha and the Vandellas.
No, it's... I don't know. I'm a...
All right. Actually, you nailed it. This song was released on June 19th on Juneteenth. I forget the year. And this one is a Luke Morrow special.
Oh boy!
But see if you can guess
pressure.
What the significance of Juneteenth and this song is about.
Huh. I feel like this is should be an obvious one. Um.
Guns N' Roses, obviously.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to guess they broke up on this date.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to go typical route, I guess. I mean, you could argue it's your biggest hit, but I guess the day the song was released,
Again, y'all are all around it, but they actually recorded their first album. They recorded their first album together
on
Juneteenth. But pretty wild. Like, there's this big musical connection to June 19th in music history. One more thing that not related to Juneteenth. We meant to get to it yesterday. I want to say you, like me, are a big Food Network guy.
No, I'm not actually.
I couldn't remember.
I'm forced into it.
I know where you're going with this.
Yeah.
I know where you're going with this.
A significant other likes it, but not me.
Is that right?
Yeah.
We meant to get to you yesterday, but Ann Burrell, are you familiar with her work?
I wasn't, but I saw the story.
Yeah, Ann Burrell, 55 years old, found dead in her room, I guess. Cardiac arrest is what they're saying. And the best thing that she does, she did Chopped, or Iron Chef America, a bunch of other shows. I'm a big Food Network guy. I watch them all. But the best thing that she did was Worst Cooks in America.
Oh, yes.
That thing is so good.
With Bobby Flay, too.
Oh, my God. That is so good. Worst Cooks in America.
I could be on that show.
Like, the things that people put in, like, I forget. Like, someone once said, like, they were making cookies, and they knew that you had to put chocolate in it, you know, like for chocolate chip or whatever.
Yeah.
But instead, they put gummies.
Oh, what? Gummy cookies?
Candy. Come on, candy's candy.
I am intrigued. I guess it depends the kind of dough you're using.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it does. I don't think it does depend.
I'm trying to look on the good side. Yeah. On the good side.
All right.
Yeah, unfortunately ending on
how about T-Swift? I'll never forget. I can see myself.
That's
some
really
teenage
cool.
girl walking by the studio. Hey, you want to go in there? This girl, Taylor Swift, is going to play a couple of songs. I'm like, I don't even think I went in. I think I walked by. And then within 2 years,
yeah,
like, that's billionaire really cool. Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty good. by the way, they identified, like, the body parts that were found near her mansion. Had nothing to do with Taylor Swift.
No, nothing at all. Yeah. They washed up, right?
Yeah.
They finally
identified him. Mm-hmm. I think it was yesterday I saw the story. So. Mm-hmm. Anyways, that was just a grabby headline. Had nothing to do with her.
Yeah.
Hey, when we come back, time to put a bow on things. We'll catch up with the fellas. It's actually the guys from Area 45 who are in today for the drive. We'll talk with them. But also, I was always taught something in life, and I think the Astros are now teaching the rest of the league that same thing. And I'll share with you what it is when we come back. It's in the loop.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
Luke Morrow in for Reggie here today. Colin Neal been holding things down for Figgy Fig here on In the Loop. John Lopez, has, of course, has been with us here all day long, and you as well. You can still text the show, 713-572-4610. We'll catch up with the guys. It'll be Area 45, Sean Bajani and Patrick Creighton, who will be in for the drive coming up in just a little bit. We'll talk with them, catch up with them as well, and hand things off. But before we do go, a couple things, I guess, that will bundle together at the Houston Astros. We've talked about them throughout the show today, coming off those two wins against the A's. They'll finish up that series tonight. They stay out west. They take on the Angels tomorrow. Before I get to what I had teased about, I think the Astros are kind of proving a valuable lesson to players, not only on their team, but the rest of the league. I did want to bring this up. I think it was our main man, Ocho, who texted this earlier and brought this to my attention. I didn't realize, but tomorrow night, I know they get the A's tonight, but tomorrow you get Kikuchi against Hunter Brown in the Angels. And I don't want to jump ahead, but I think that's a fascinating matchup, and I'll take a victory lap in a moment, but I remember you and I were working together, I think, right before the start of opening day, and you said Kikuchi is going to be the guy they miss most from the 2024 team, and so I'll give you a victory lap because I think it's played out that way because of the injuries to the starting rotation. Imagine if they had Kikuchi. I know he's got like a 2-5 record. Who cares? Wins don't mean anything. He's got a 3 ERA on a mediocre team. He's been pitching well, and we'll see him tomorrow against the Astros.
Yeah, but
we want Kikuchi!
Of course.
We always want Kikuchi. Look, and I think he can still credit how successful he is right now to what he learned, picked up with the Astros. It's pretty stunning how they can just magically transform some pitchers.
Which kind of takes me to my next point, and it was something I was taught in, not necessarily this industry, but just in work in general. You can apply it to any industry, and the idea being, don't chase money, chase good leadership, because there's plenty of people making good money that are unhappy because they're working. We've all worked for terrible bosses, and then you know other people that you have a great community or culture at work, and sure, maybe you wish you were making a little bit more, but at least it's enjoyable to go to work, and you spend maybe 40 hours a week. So it's important to chase good leadership more so than the good money. And I think the Astros are showing that, where you talk about the guys that have left, George Springer and Carlos Correa, and they go and they get these bigger contracts elsewhere. I mean, even Justin Verlander you could throw out, got a huge deal with the Mets. He was back. They were such a debacle. He was back in Houston within half a season. And you look at Springer's never won a playoff game in Toronto. And you look at Correa with the Twins. Their record has gotten worse each year. And Rocco Baldelli's on the hot seat. And the reason why I bring this up is because, of course, the Rafael Devers news was the big news this week, and we talked about it earlier. But if you're Alex Bregman, you're like, man, I came here to Boston, obviously got the big contract you wanted, and now this team, I know they're playing well, but the way they're almost looking like a dumpster fire with the way things have gone down this week in Boston. And Bregman's like, man, I came here to compete, obviously chased the bigger contract. He could have stayed in Houston for less money. But I bring all this up because I almost think it's a message to guys like Hunter Brown, who's going to be due for the next contract, even Fromber, where you can go. I know athletes don't always think this way. You can go get your money somewhere else, but It's almost worthwhile. It depends what's most important to you. Why don't you stay in Houston where, as we discussed earlier, the Astros almost have this feeling of being inevitable where every year they're good, they're consistent, they have a good culture. You're not going to get that most other places in the league.
It's impossible to believe that there's not a little bit of lamenting for those guys because of how good a thing it was here. But you also have to realize, I know I do, once you win your championship or championships,
right,
and you're making $180 million, you tend to learn how to deal with it.
Yeah, true.
You know, you learn, and I'm not being crass, but it's true. And at the same time, I think that the reality is they knew this couldn't stay together. I mean, Jim Crane made sure that this couldn't stay together with the limiting number of years on contracts, with, you know, not wanting to go in on some of these guys. I think that in their heart of hearts, they're like, dang, you know, I wonder what could have happened. But what are you going to do when it wasn't going to happen? You might as well take your money. You know,
and that's
not
true.
Like they've stunk where they've gone.
No.
Yeah.
It's just that, you know,
it hadn't been this.
Yeah. It's not Houston. Yeah. I mean, even the Astros this year with how remarkable they've been, which also takes me to Chandler Rome had a good article where he did like a stock up, stock down thing on the Athletic for the Astros this year. And I'll continue to praise the Astros here in this final segment. But I thought he brought up a good point where, like, all the things we were concerned about with this team and the way the offseason went have actually all worked out for the Astros. And he gave two examples. I'd add another one. And that would be right now. I've seen a lot of people saying, man, the Astros really won the Kyle Tucker trade. I think it's still too early, but you're very pleased with Cam Smith and Paredes right now with what you're getting from those two guys as opposed to just Kyle Tucker, as good of a year he's having. Then there was concerns about moving Altuve out to left field. Look, statistically, he has been the worst outfielder in the league, but he's also had the fewest balls hit to him in the league. I don't know if the Astros knew that going in.
That's just
in.
Good luck.
Yeah, I guess so. But it's worked out.
Yeah.
And then the third aspect I know some people were a little riled up about was the, call it a firing. They didn't renew the contract of Gary Pettis. And they brought in Christian Walker's guy who, you know, was his defensive guy. The Astros were statistically -3 in defensive run saves last year. Right now, they're +19. They're the second best defensive team in the league. And so it goes back to what we were saying earlier where, man, I guess they're just on a heater. It seems like every little move they've made has worked out pretty well so far.
And I said this earlier about something else, but it's not an accident. You know, the organization, it shows you ownership and being able to be disciplined. Even with the contracts, they've worked out. You just illustrated it. We were mad. Oh, come on, man. You know, why can't you sign fill in the blank, you know, Springer, Correa, whatever. It has worked out. So that's part of it. The other thing is, how do you explain? They're just on a heater. Like, things are working. You know, things are working for them.
Yeah. If it ain't broke.
Right. Right.
Do not fix. Mm-hmm. That's not. I mean, I know you coach basketball. I've coached basketball. It's nice when, as a coach, every little button you press works out. And you feel like such a genius. And then, of course, you have those stretches where everything you try doesn't work. And you feel like, oh, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what to do. Props, though, to 281. They did say the Christian Walker signing, at least not yet. That hasn't worked out. And so I'll agree with you there. He's been hitting a little bit better, and he's certainly better at home than on the road. But, yes, absolutely, you have not gotten what you expected from Christian Walker so far. So that's the one negative of the offseason plan so far for the Astros.
The one thing that they have done really well, and again, this is not an accident, is they have kept a common thread that goes from one generation, so to speak, to the next. The common thread on the field is, of course, Jose Altuve. He was here when they were losing 100 games. He's here today. And he may not be the most vocal leader publicly, but you know he has an impact. Hell, he probably had a big impact if you're listening to most reports on Jeremy Pena batting leadoff.
Yeah.
So that common thread has been no accident. The common thread has kind of been not so much the front office, because there have been some changes there that were relatively significant and different from the previous one. But in terms of managing, when you go from A.J. Hinch, clearly Dusty Baker kind of came, you know, out of nowhere, but he was a calming influence at the right time. And then Espada comes from that realm as well. And the bench coaches have been, you know, so a lot of coaches and bench coaches and such like that have been kind of common. So there are these common threads that sort of keep what they do. Culture, you know, if you want to use that word again, keep what they do going.
That's true. That's a good point. Yeah. You know, it's funny. I've always said culture. I kind of hated that word. I think it's a real buzzword. And I've always said culture is just a synonym for winning. Mm-hmm. Whenever teams win, you always say, like, oh, what a great culture. You never say a bad team. You never say, the Cleveland Browns are terrible, but they have a great culture.
No, that's true.
So it's kind of a chicken and the egg of what came first. But I say all that because even though I hate people using that word culture when really you just mean like they're successful. Of course, winning cures all. Of course, it's going to be a happy locker room. But with that said, I know the Astros are almost proving me wrong with, as we talked about this throughout the show, it's just no matter what you throw at them, that you change a lot of the players, just year in and year out, you just can't shake them. They're a bad cold you can't get rid of if you're the rest of that division or the AL, and they just keep coming back. And if you're elsewhere in the American League, you're probably scratching your head of like, how do they keep doing it? We can't do this. Even the Yankees, right? The Red Sox are a bit of a mess. The Tigers have sprouted up, but they were a mess before, and yet the Astros are just so consistent.
The culture is actually damn good.
Well, it is, especially when you're winning. I do buy into some of what you're saying. Like, nobody says a bad team has a good culture, but a bad team wouldn't have a good culture. You know, it tends to kind of deteriorate around you, whereas a good team, it tends to build. Like Mauricio Dubon the other day, after his walk-off, he was talking about, like, they were asking, you know, how does it just keep on keeping on? And I'm paraphrasing, but he said, this is what we are. Well, he wasn't here. He wasn't here early on. He wasn't here when they were, you know, and until recent years. But it's carried on through him that's, this is how they do. They're never out of it, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, it's true. It's fascinating. We talked about it earlier, but with all the adversity to still have the second best record in the AL, to just be this unstoppable force. I remember I was in with Sean, who will be joining us here in just a moment. Him and Patrick Creighton are getting set up, Sean Bajani, as they'll have the drive. But I remember saying early on in the season when the Astros didn't quite hit their stride yet, and I was saying this is the most interesting team or version of the Astros in the last decade. And I know a lot of people disagreed on the text line and saying winning is interesting, but man, I really the way the season's played out, I think this is the most interesting version throughout this run, just because of how they keep taking these hits and coming back with the second best record in the AL. They'll take on the A's tonight in Sacramento to finish up that series, and then they head to LA to take on the Angels. And as we mentioned, Kikuchi, old friend Kikuchi, will be on the mound against seemingly Hunter Brown tomorrow night, so that should be a fun matchup. Let's welcome in the fellas, typically from Area 45, but filling in on the drive today, as Crosstalk is sponsored by D&M Auto Leasing. We say hello to Patrick Creighton, Sean Bajani. And let's call back to the first hour of In the Loop today. Our question of the day, after what happened with Arkansas and LSU last night, I don't know if you guys saw how that played out in the College World Series.
That was fun.
Oh, for who?
For one side.
Did you guys talk about the weird irony?
Of what?
How Arkansas lost that game last night.
Oh, we talked about it a lot. It was a bleep show from, and it wasn't even just the catch.
You didn't get it.
Oh, how Arkansas lost that game?
Just the fact that it was Arkansas, and they missed their opportunity to go to a national title game.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you say?
They fumbled it away?
They fumbled it away.
Oh, I said earlier.
Oh, my goodness.
This just might get Clint off the hook.
Yes. The shots have been fired.
He's off the hook.
I told PC, I was like, is that low-hanging fruit to mention that? Like, why was that my first thought?
Clint. I actually kind of apologize because I'm like, yeah, I feel good for Clint.
that is not low-hanging fruit. That fruit is on the ground.
Yeah, that's rough. I just finished the sentence. That wasn't my thought. I finished your thought.
I mean, you know, he's a big baller. He can handle it.
Well, let's our question of the day today, which also spurned a lot of great texts. What sports moment in your own playing career?
As a fan.
Your actual playing career. We want the answer from each of you. What's the moment in your own playing career that still haunts you all these years later?
That's
to this
easy.
Day?
That's easy. But if you got one, you can go ahead.
It pretty much ended any chance I was ever going to continue to play college baseball.
Mm-hmm.
I had gotten moved around the field a lot because I was one of those guys who could hit fastballs and nothing else. And I had a really strong arm and I could play a lot of different positions. And that was, you know, how I was useful to the team. Well, I hadn't played second base in many years and I was going out to chase down a shallow pop fly and right fielder called me off and then whiffed.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to go run the ball down. I ran out to the field, grabbed the ball, turn around, fire. My shoulder explodes.
Oh, man.
It was so loud you could hear it in the dugout.
But that's not a choke. That's not a
no.
That's
but
not
that
a
was that was just the the moment of epic realization of I am never going to do this again.
Yeah.
As my arm held down like it fell out of my body.
I cited a couple of I screwed up.
This really bothers me to this day.
Oh, me too.
I was it's my junior year in high school. I was playing corner, 20 seconds left in the game against one of our rivals, Lutheran South. I went to Mount Carmel, no longer exists. Homecoming, My school had not won a homecoming football game in 20 years. And all night long, mm-hmm. I was biting on the read option.
Yeah.
And so I crashed down like, stupid me. They're down by six. It's 20 seconds left. They need to score a touchdown. They're not going to run
the
ball.
They might throw the ball.
Yeah. So I'm like licking my chops. I'm like, oh, I'm going to smoke this dude. Yeah. And then he yanks it and then shoop, right over my head.
Yeah.
We end up losing football game. And I wanted to die.
Yeah. So that would do it.
Yeah, that's brutal. I could tell from the setup where that was where mm-hmm. that was going.
Yeah, as it soon as you said the start.
Fun times.
Yeah.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.